Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Isotope, makers of Spire Studio, the simple, all-in-one recording system that lets musicians record, mix, and share songs in professional quality from anywhere. Learn more at spire.live.
So, we just walked out of Stubbs. Tonight was the NPR Music Showcase. Stephen Thompson can rattle it off with his eyes closed. But we ended with Common.
Yeah, that with was August Green, Common's new supergroup.
Which got its origins at a Tiny Desk White House concert.
A couple years ago,
and grew from there.
NPR Music making a difference. we're not just here to document it, we're here to somehow help usher in its creation.
But that was just a beautiful set.
It was an enormous energy and joy.
Great lyrics.
Really, lots to say. Beautiful show.
Incredibly thoughtful, but also Mamouna Youssef, who is the singer that they brought up rapper singer to do that song practice, was like really something else. She stole it a bit for me.
And before that, Tank and the Bangas, which the audience, I could not believe how into it the audience was. I mean, it was, I can't tell you how many people it was, just jumping up and down and freaking out and dancing, and it was just so exciting to see.
We saw them at our party recently. We saw that. I've seen them because we went on the road with them for they're the winners of the Tiny Desk contest of 2017, and I guess I saw them 10 times now, and they just do that.
They're just genuinely one of the best live bands in the world.
Absolutely.
Watching the joyful faces, Bob, I was standing next to Bob watching people freak out and lose their minds and just thinking about the joy dividends that you guys collect on having given them this platform. Like, less than a year ago as winners of the Tiny Desk contest, the fact that like all of these people get to experience the sheer joy that is interesting.
And not only we gave them some focus and direction, but I was actually walking down the street about an hour and a half before they were to go on stage and realized they were walking the wrong way. They were supposed to walk the Stubbs. So I am, a little guiding light for them.
They're
literally walking like I'm completely in the wrong direction.
Dad, we're lost.
Exactly.
They had just won the Tiny Desk contest last year, just before South By. And we were trying to find a way to get them to play last year, and it didn't happen. So awesome that we could get them this year.
Yeah, pretty brilliant. But by the way, I don't know if you were here for the intro I did for Tank and the Bangas. I did mention your name, and
I
said it in a very positive way.
What? Right.
So tonight, I was stuck outside.
I couldn't get back in.
Tonight is a super special night because tonight was a birth of Tiny Desk concert that happened in Austin, thanks to you.
At the end of March 15th, we will have to go to the Thirsty Nickel and commemorate the moment that I leaned over to Bob Boylan and said, "This is expletive. The next time Laura Gibson's in D.C., we should just have her perform at your desk."
Right.
And so that was the idea. Laura was the inspiration. Bob did 99.7% of the work, and I've been eating lunch off that idea ever since.
He couldn't have done the work without your idea.
That's right.
Anyway, the birth of the Tiny Desk concert.
10 years ago tonight.
10 years ago. It's amazing how quickly it's gone as you and I careen toward the grave, Bob.
700 fans later.
Yeah. What a joy, it's just such a thrill. Every Tiny Desk concert that comes through is exciting. And you guys, I've had nothing to do with picking those Tiny Desk contest winners, so I can say with some measure of objectivity that you guys have killed it
out, right?
With all three choices. Lucked out. Fantastic Negrito, who's won a Grammy. Yeah. Galen Lee, whose performance is so gorgeous. And Tank and the Bangas, which is now, they just signed a major label deal.
Yeah.
Like, they're really breaking out. I mean, they can tour the country and sell out theaters. And the fact that the big push was from the Tiny Desk contest is so cool.
Yeah,
I'm really proud of you guys.
Thrilling. If you haven't entered and you're in a band, the contest closes in about a week, so your chance.
It's npr.org/Tiny Desk Contest.
Good
that
job,
website
Talia.
Again is npr.org/Tiny Desk Contest.
Every single band on that big stage, by the way, has played a Tiny Desk concert, except for Superorganism, who told me tonight that they were bringing inflatable whales to the Tiny Desk when they come on April 3rd.
One of those bands that seems like it could only exist in Bob Boylan's brain.
But also, they're not kidding about the inflatable whales. Most other bands would be joking about something like that. They showed up in raincoats tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were brilliant. I loved them. One of the bands I was looking most forward to seeing was Superorganism, and there they were, a bundle of entertainment.
Enormous amounts of motion on stage.
And lots of great sound and stuff. Right?
They also did that thing where the three singers were slouched over like they were exhausted at one point. Like they started a couple songs with three of the singers slouched over. And I was just thinking like South by Southwest really gets to you. Like, it's only night two. And the singers are already two.
Already
like literally
over.
Just...
And then
it
is the James Brown revival, because that's what Superorganism does. They just, like, lift it back up.
Yeah.
We have a former intern who's here.
And
you know that, Lindsay?
Yeah. I know a little bit about Superorganism, so it's a Vivo employee. These guys are just, like, super coordinated, and beside the sound, they also, like, coordinate their whole aesthetic. And they go on stage, there's like 13, 12 of them, and they make it all count. Everyone has a specific place at a specific time. And they're from different sides of the continent, and they all make it work, and it's just a beautiful thing. When they get on stage and they all mesh, it's beautiful.
Awesome. Lindsay Sanchez.
Yes.
Hey.
Yay.
Back from 8 years ago.
And she actually got a job from working at it.
Thank God.
She actually got a job.
Actually made it work.
She's our intern and actually somehow got a job.
What'd you see today, Robin?
Thank God.
Well, I saw a lot. But the thing that I'm most excited about, and I just want to talk about Stella effing Donnelly.
Yeah.
And how my God.
Yeah.
She just... destroyed. I just kept thinking she's the smiling assassin. It's like she smiled and she just had so much beauty and charm. But at the same time, her songs are just destroying you.
So sad? I don't know anything.
No, not sad. So we did a song called Boys Will Be Boys. Mm-hmm. And it's
For a South by Lullaby?
No. Well, we did a South by Lullaby with her today that we'll put online, but not of that song. But Boys Will Be Boys, we did a video premiere of her song. She's Australian. And it's a song about the horrible thing men do to women. And it's just, as Robin says, she smiles with those words, sings with this incredibly strong, powerful voice. And and the lyrics cut right through and tell so much truth.
Her set was 20, 25 minutes. And I'm not kidding when I say this. I cried. I laughed out loud. And I pogo sticked and raged and thrashed all
wow.
in 20
all right.
minutes. And it was unbelievable. It was really easily one of the best things I've ever seen.
What?
And afterwards I was like, I don't know. I know I'm married and I've got kids and stuff, but I'm thinking maybe I'll just drop out and follow her around for the rest of my life.
That would be creepy, yeah.
I think she's really going to blow up this year. She's too good not to.
Wow.
Just incredible. Stella, I'm going to hopefully catch her one or two more times.
Just be careful, you know. Don't let her be your Jason
Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be that
if
Jason.
She would just give me a chance. I know we could be really good.
This was much less creepy.
Robin.
This was so much less creepy when it was Jason Lytle or Ryan Lott from Sunlux.
And this is where we move on to the next topic.
Thank you. Thank you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Well, first of all, I want to give honorable mention to the best dressed band I've seen at the festival, and that is a band from France called Deluxe. This was their first American show that they played, and it's a six-piece band. Five of the members had mustaches, and the one female who did not have a mustache was wearing a mustache skirt that was made out of red sequins, and the rest of the dudes were dressed like golden disco gladiators.
Wow.
So Deluxe.
Golden disco gladiators.
Yes.
Let's all pause for that a moment.
So Deluxe.
Deluxe for Riz. They're like super fun party band, sort of electro, jazzy, poppy, fun party times, but incredible dressers. I also, U.S. Girls just blew my mind.
They were great.
They were great. In a Poem Unlimited, I think, is going to be one of the best albums of the year.
Wow.
They are dark, dank, disco is what
she's
I
she's got an incredible band with her now,
yeah.
too.
Oh.
She's really... Her sound's gotten really big.
It has, and she's really gracious, too, about, like, giving it... being this sort of, like, anarchist collective thing rather than being the front person of the band.
Well, you said anarchist collective. I mean, there's so much change and motion from song to song. When I first walked in, I was like, I feel like this is supposed to be U.S. Girls, but this doesn't sound like the band I know. But
right.
then over time, it shifted into a sound that I had heard before. And I found it remarkable just how much texture and diversity there was. A giant garbage can full of just...
Speaking of texture.
Accumulating accumulated detritus just dragged across the concrete behind us.
So glamorous.
The sounds of South by Southwest.
I saw the band Descartes, Kant,
yes.
The French philosopher, German philosopher.
Yep.
I walked in, they were playing the song we put on our South by Southwest preview show, Dream Boy, something, I can't remember the exact title. And it was a holy F moment for me.
Wow.
They were spectacular. I put some photos up on Instagram at Tiny Desk as the account. You have to see this band. It's kind of like if the B-52s were like a noise band, mm-hmm. like really abrasive and noisy, but they had the girl group kind of aesthetic to them mm-hmm. at moments like that snapped from somewhere. And at one point, there are three women up front, three guys in the back. They're from Guadalajara, Mexico. Two of the women leapt into the crowd, and I went to sort of catch, because they just leapt, and it
right.
wasn't that big of a crowd.
And your back went out on you.
And she took my hat, put it on, started dancing around the audience, and then wound up falling onto the ground and completely crushing my...
were they all wearing crazy costumes or gas masks?
How'd you know about the gas masks?
I've seen photos
of
them.
Oh, okay, the guys wore gas masks at moments. Anyway, a must-see band, Descartes, Kant. I don't know which it is, but...
And when they leapt into the crowd, you let them fall?
No, I caught her.
Oh, good.
And then she stole my hat.
Way to go, man. That's it.
That's your second moment of saving a band today.
What was the first?
Well, you also, Tank of the Bangas, walking around with their show, direction-wise, catching bands. You want Bob Boylan in the crowd of your show.
Yeah, Bob lives to serve.
Nothing for the safety,
So speaking of bands that seem to only exist inside the brain of Bob Boylan, I finally got to see Fragile Rock.
Yay!
I had missed their Tiny Desk concert. I had missed every performance they'd done here. And I tweeted something to this effect, like, it is good to be reminded that this band is not just one of Bob Boylan's many ether-induced hallucinations.
it's hard to know sometimes.
They were enormously fun and enormously charming, and the songs are weirdly catchy. And there was this great bit at one point where one of the women puppets...
This is a puppet band, an emo puppet band.
Oh, yes, an emo puppet band. Thank you. It is important to clarify. What, you don't already know Fragile Rock? One of the women says, okay, I want all of the men in the crowd to sit down. And all the men sat, and she was like, you are allies. It was just so weird and goofy. And of, you know, because they have all this stuff where the puppets are all in therapy. It's very strange. If you get a chance to see Fragile Rock, I do recommend it. I know, Bob, you have already sung their praises a million times. And I saw an Australian singer called G-Flip.
Oh, I have that on my
Georgia
list.
Flippo, very, very... buzzed about, for lack of a better term, artist at this festival.
I couldn't get in.
She's very young, like 18, 19 years old, something like that, and she's a drummer. And, you know, she's been a rapper and a session drummer and everything, and she's kind of out into the world as a pop singer with this project, G-Flip. And I'd heard her, the one song, About You, which the song is called About You, that has been really catching on, and seeing a bigger portion of her set, she has star power. I could really see her catching on, not only just with this like catchy pop song, but just as kind of a budding icon, as just a really interesting personality. During the hit song, like she got, you know, she's a drummer, so like about halfway through the song, she just gets behind the kit and just starts bashing out as she's singing the song with just pure force and intensity. Really great talent. I'm just excited to hear more songs. So G-Flip was a big highlight for me.
Awesome.
Stephen, can I posit a theory about Fragile Rock, though?
Sure.
Maybe this is not actually a band that exists outside of Bob Boylan's imagination, but that you now also exist inside Bob Boylan's imagination.
Ooh, that's frightening.
That is the most depressing thought.
I agree, that is.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
I'm sorry, I'm just imagining the horror trapped in Bob's brain.
All right, they're taking us away. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.